In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Brothers and sisters, it's good to be back home after a long but really beautiful trip to St. Louis for the Orthodox Church in America's All-American Council. I bring back the blessing of His Beatitude, the Holy Synod of Bishops, and all of the clergy and faithful who gathered there as church. And it's really joyous having come back to now be receiving into the church its newest members, the Hill family, David, Miroslava, Samira, and Martin. Welcome to the Orthodox Church. Today, I want to share with you some things that I heard from some of the speakers at the All-American Council. First was Archimandrite Sergius, who spoke to us about the monastic life. He's the abbot at St. Tikhon's Monastery, South Canaan, Pennsylvania. But he spoke to us more generally about the Christian life as one of repentance. And a repentance that is always deepening, always more powerful in our lives, communicating to us this eternal life. He spoke to us about a paradigm shift. And the paradigm shift is one from selfishness to selflessness. One of dying to one's former self and being reborn in Christ. This great immersion into the heavenly kingdom. I say immersion because that's the word for baptism. Baptism literally means immersion. And as the Hill family entered into these waters, they were baptized, they were immersed into that kingdom. And they became joint heirs with Christ of this eternal life. And it's such a great paradigm shift that sometimes we don't realize how much our minds really do change in repentance, or need to change in repentance. I'll give you an illustration. Think about the early astronomers. When they looked to the skies, they looked to the heavens, they tried to figure out the universe, how it works, why it was created the way it is. And they saw this great ball of fire up in the sky, the sun. And they realized that this was of great importance. And they thought, it's wonderful that this sun revolves around our earth. Of course, the sun doesn't revolve around the earth, though, right? We've come to realize that our universe is not geocentric. The earth is not the center of the universe. But our galaxy is actually heliocentric. Everything revolves around the sun. And this is the paradigm shift that happens in the spiritual life. Before we go into the waters, everything revolves around us. God may be part of our life, but He's just one element, together with everything else that's going on. And that mindset dies in those waters. The new mindset that arises is the fact that God is at the center of everything. We revolve around Him. We partake of His life, rather than He being part of our life. This great paradigm shift of repentance. It's the first thing. The second thing comes from Father John Parker, who's the chair of the Department of Missions and Evangelism for the Orthodox Church in America. He speaks to us about the gospel that we heard today, where the Lord commissioned His disciples to go out and to baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to teach everyone to observe everything that He's commanded, for He's with us even unto the end of the age. He says, if you look at this gospel, the word mission is actually there in three ways, more implicit than explicit. The first way is baptism brings about remission, the remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins, absolution, the canceling of the debt, the ripping up of the accusation against us, complete and total remission of sins. This goes out into all the world, and this is the mission of the church. The second way we hear about mission, again, it's more implicit than explicit. The Lord says to command them to observe everything that He's given to them. That's called submission. Submission to the divine will. This is the second aspect of life in the church. We not only receive remission of sins, but we also are given these commandments of life that teach us how to walk with God again. To partake of that life as it was meant to be in paradise, where Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden. And we are submissive to him. Not submissive to an angry master, but to a loving father who knows what's best for us and tells us in his love what is best for us. And the third mission, of course, is commission. In the church, we receive forgiveness, we receive commandments, and then we're also called to go out into the world and to share this with everyone. There's not one person in this world who should be deprived of all of the blessings and the mercy and the love of God. Everyone is called to receive this, to be immersed in it, to have that paradigm shift, to be heirs of Christ's heavenly kingdom with him. And the final thing I'll share with you, and this is from Archbishop Melchizedek, who's the diocesan bishop of Western Pennsylvania. He was for a while a monk on Mount Athos before coming back to the States. And he spoke to us about how simple the spiritual life is. He said, it's very simple. Sometimes we think it's very complex. But he said, no, it's extremely simple. This is all you've got to do. You've got to be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, in the right way, for the right reasons. And you got to do that all the time. Well, today, David, Miroslava, Mira, and Martin, you're at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing for the right reasons. And I encourage you just to continue in that. The church is here to guide us in that. Sometimes we think, well, how do I do? How do I be at the right place at the right time? Well, Sunday morning, 8:40, the hour start, 9 o'clock later. We know those things. But everything else in our life, the church teaches us how to do things right. That's what it means to be Orthodox. To have this right faith in God and to live a life that rightly glorifies him. That is what it means to be Orthodox. And it's so simple. Because the church teaches us how to be Orthodox. We don't have to come up with a way to do it. The church gives us that way. It's called holy tradition. It's called the life of the Holy Spirit within the church. It's called the community that will guide us and walk with us. And it's our joy to be walking with you, the Hill family, today, and henceforth and forevermore, as we journey in the Orthodox Church to the Heavenly Kingdom. It's a day of great joy, and the entire church rejoices. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.